Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for any donation. May I speak with Elisa?
Speaking.
Thank you. All right. May I please know in what state are you registered to vote?
Arizona.
Arizona, thank you. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with the most?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
Spanish. No, English.
Okay, thank you. In what year were you born?
1970.
You said 1970?
Correct.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I'm going to vote, absolutely, and I'm 100% Democrat.
Thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
Women's rights and the environment.
Thank you. Just making some notes. Thank you. Alrighty. Alright, moving on. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm 100% Democrat.
Okay, in that case, it will be Joe Biden. Thank you. And thinking again about the November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who would you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for any of the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there's no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
20%.
Thank you. And thinking about
Joe Biden, I would be 100%, even though, yeah, 100% for Joe Biden.
Alrighty. Well, let me go ahead and just get that correction. Thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Democrat, not the crazy person.
Democrat Ruben Gallego, okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
The Democratic Party.
Okay. Trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party much more, or somewhat more?
More.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Agree.
Do you agree? Okay, strongly agree or somewhat disagree? I'm sorry, strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
I appreciate it. Moving on, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each. Tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
I strongly agree.
With that, okay, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
I appreciate it. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. A program that grants work permit to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
That I would vote for it?
Mm-hmm.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
More likely.
Thank you. Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
I appreciate it. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans believe that chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
I can repeat myself. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. How concerned do you feel regarding that? Very concerned? Then what concern? A little concern or not at all concern?
Very concerned.
Okay. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum in internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerned.
Okay. Donald Trump and the Republicans use racism and stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very concerned.
Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they won.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one?
Yeah, of course. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform.
Oh, okay. It's concerning, but not.
Would you say somewhat concerned?
Somewhat.
I appreciate it. We're almost done here. I am going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for more than many years or decades.
Biden.
Biden, okay. Would you say Biden's approach somewhat closer to your point of view or much closer to your point of view?
Much closer.
Thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
Okay. Are they like a family member, a coworker, a friend?
Acquaintance.
Thank you. All right. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get the news, to get your news and information? YouTube, Univision, Spanish language radio programs, TikTok, OANN or Newsmax, Facebook, WhatsApp, Fox News or channel or website, Instagram, CNN or major news network channel or website? Do you
I mostly use the news app on my phone, and that includes CNN, MSN, The Hill.
Okay.
The Guardian, okay. USA Today.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Arizona.
Okay, that will be the state. And from which country? You mentioned that you're Hispanic. Would that be Cuba, Mexico?
Mexico.
Mexico, thank you. Let me make some notes. I appreciate it. Were you born on the United States mainland or the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Mexico.
You were born in Mexico, okay. What language do you primarily speak at your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English or something else?
More English than Spanish.
I appreciate it. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Very strong Democrat.
Very strong. Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Doctorate.
Okay. So you graduated?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is the what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
I appreciate it. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Elisa.
Thank you, Elisa. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Okay, I'd just like to continue with the question. Participants in this research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. We can note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future.
Not right now.
I understand. But in that case, thank you so much for helping me out with this survey today. I highly appreciate it, and I hope you have a good night.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.